And tonight we're blessed to have one of our great talkers, who is also an active participant in the Wednesday Night Forum and in the Sunday Church. She's recently started giving messages on this platform, and we look forward to the day when she starts giving them on the Sunday platform as well. She canceled classes by herself this week, and I'm proud of her. I stand beside her in that regard. We're going to take Millie's heat when she finds out we had to cancel them, but she was up to the task. It's our Kimberly.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone tonight? Can you guys hear me? Yes? No? I got both. Huh? I don't want to talk closer. Okay, tonight I want to talk a little bit about spring and its energy. And my talk was a little bit inspired by, I don't know if you guys, some of you know who Connie Ferris is. She talked a little bit about spring and Easter a few weeks ago, but kind of gave me the inspiration to kind of give this talk a little bit tonight. So, because, you know, spring is in the air, and I think this is one of the best times of the year, simply because I was born this time of the year. No, and, you know, Miss Millie was born this time of the year. She just had her birthday on Monday, so too bad she couldn't be here tonight to celebrate and sing happy birthday to her. You know, it's interesting, you know, we just said, you know, with spring, there's Easter, and which, sorry, we celebrate Christ's rising. And there's just so much newness right now. All the babies are being born. All the flowers are being blooming. You know, it just seems like when there's spring, doesn't love kind of feel like it's in the air? Everybody's kind of in the mood for love and just joyous time. And, you know, like the birds are building their nests and the babies. I love that the babies are being born right now. Like all the animal kingdom right now. This is my favorite time of the year to go to the zoo and just see all that. And one of my favorite memories of spring is I grew up in Colorado. So one of the favorite things I loved is just as the snow was melting and it's still white, the bulbs of the tulips would pop through the snow and you've got this bright color against this white. It was so amazing. And then the snow would come and, you know, the flowers would die. And on this week on Facebook, that kind of happened this last week. It was like 85 degrees in Denver for a whole week. And everything was blooming. It was beautiful. I got to see all the pictures. Everything is blooming. And then it snowed and there's frost, the beautiful flowers with the frost all over. It's just the most amazing sight to see. I don't know how many of you have ever lived through a winter time and seen that through spring, but it's absolutely beautiful. So I hear buzzing. See? Buzzing of bees. You know, with spring too, the beginning, you know, obviously we just said renewal, newness, transformations, and new beginnings. We can take this time for spring. Not only do we clean out our physical houses, but we can clean out like our mental and our souls and, you know, all that, the physical side of us as well. And just really look at this as a point to start over. You know, we have a new opportunity, a new chance to just begin again. And we can kind of take this energy of spring since it's so light and vibrant and, you know, just got that like easygoing feeling a little bit that we can to use that to our advantage. And I really want to encourage you guys to kind of start looking at what maybe you can clean out of your spiritual side and clean out that house, get those little dust bunnies out of the way. But, you know, also it's the beginning of the new zodiac year. So Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So I'm going to tell you, I went online, so I got different things from like astrology.com and Wikipedia. And I won't give you everything it says about Aries because I'm not going to admit to some of it. But those born under the sign are called the pioneers in thought and action of the zodiac. They are adventuresome, ambitious, impulsive, enthusiastic, and full of energy. And I can definitely say our Millie is full of energy. Who would agree to that? And ambitious. Even in the hospital, she is full of energy and she's just wanting to kind of make sure everything's going the right way, you know? She's just very headstrong. That happens to also be a trait of the Aries. They make great leaders, and we can definitely say that Millie has made a really good leader for every one of us. They are headstrong. In personal relationships, they are frank, direct, and candid, and make enthusiastic and generous friends. I can definitely say I can be frank and candid many times. I'm working on that to be a little bit nicer about it. But if they have children, they would lay down their own lives for their children. They're one of the most devoted, signs for their children. Not that anybody else is not, but they're just saying they just have that devotion where they would just completely lay down their lives if they have children. Aries are also prophetic, did I say that right? And love to predict things that will happen. They can look ahead into the future and foresee things with clearness of vision. When freed from other influences, they become truly clairvoyant. I would say that our Miss Millie is extremely clairvoyant. Who is an Aries here? I'll see. Nice. And Aries also help help others look at themselves in new ways. They're just kind of saying they have the ability for to be able to talk to you and be able to help you see yourself in a different way that's a little bit more positive. Or just what you might not see, how you might not see yourself. They're good at doing that. And then I thought I'd give you some famous Aries. Just Aretha Franklin. She was the first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she's an Aries. Thomas Jefferson, he was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence. Kimberly Hicks, I'm still didn't determine what to be famous for. Maya Angelou, the first original script by a black woman and first black woman to direct a major motion picture. She was also the first black woman to publicly discuss her personal life. She had a very tough upbringing, and she went very much public with it, which was a very hard thing for that time to do, especially for a woman to come forward with so much stuff. Picasso, he was one of the greatest and influential artists. He invented constructed sculpture. I'm not quite sure what that is. Do you know what that is, Penny? No? And collage. But, you know, our most famous Aries of all. See, I wish Millie was here tonight because I had this talk prepared. She was supposed to be sitting right there looking all smug for her birthday. But, you know, it's Millie. I mean, she has been a pioneer in teaching love and light to pretty much every single person here. I mean, who has not been touched by Millie? Maybe some of the new people are here, but you're obviously touched by her because somebody brought you here tonight who's been touched by Millie. And she is definitely been a pioneer in this church. She's been a big influence in this church. And, you know, right now my heart just goes out to her. She's just an amazing, amazing woman. So we've learned a little bit about Aries. So what is the meaning of spring? So I went to the internet to find the definition of spring. And this is one, there were so many different kinds of definitions for spring, but I liked this one. To shoot up, out, or forth, to come to the light, to begin to appear, to emerge, as a plant from its seed, as streams from their source, and the like, often followed by up, forth, or out. So there's a lot of to, up, and forth. So I thought, you know, I'm kind of curious what those words actually mean. And to is, there's different words, but movement toward, forth, out from a starting point and forward or into view. So think about that, moving toward, like spring with the flowers going, it's moving towards summer, it's moving towards us blooming for our spiritual beings, it's moving forward, you know. Spring is a starting point, and we all have a starting point as well. And up is from a lower to a higher point. So if you think about it, the flowers start off small, or the trees, and they go up, and they get to a higher point. So, you know, for us, spiritually, to shoot up, out, and forth, you know, by letting ourselves grow in love and kind of getting rid of those things that no longer serve us, it helps us get from a lower point in our lives to a higher point in our lives to where we want to be, which is living in love. Every one of us is striving to live in love, I believe, and I think we all have that within us. And I think this is the perfect time of the year to kind of spring into that and kind of start living the way that you really want to live and to the way you want to see yourself. You know, Millie always says she always loves Christmas time because she always loves Christmas. She says she's always jealous that people are born during Christmas time because Christ was born. Well, to that I say, but wasn't Christ born in the spring as well? Because she says you're either born in are out of the body. So he might have left the body this time, so this is also his birthday. So it's a different energy. It's about, you know, moving forward, moving on. I think he was born to the free side at this time too. You know, just he's showing us there's new opportunities. It's time to end a cycle of old ways and patterns that no longer serve us, and to go forward and kind of venture out and be light and love in everything that we do, and just know that everything's possible, that we have no limitations. And so this is a great time also, because it's maybe not the same type of energy as Christmas time, but it's also a different energy, but it's also about Christ. So there's two times of the year. And it's interesting that Christ leaving the body is springtime, which is also the beginning, which is also, the first sign Aries, which is also about beginning. It's all about beginning, which I think is amazing, because it's like he's showing us that we can begin again. We have the opportunity. And if you look at springtime, you have the opportunity every spring to begin again, to kind of come out of that dormant state and just that you've reevaluated, maybe you've reevaluated during the wintertime because you've been able to kind of be closed in or whatever you decide to do during the wintertime, to kind of spring forward and try something new, get some exercise, eat something new, eat something different. Lindy likes to go beer tasting. What, beer and cheese tasting? Isn't that what you were talking about on Sunday? That's definitely different. I'm in for the cheese. I will give you that. And Lori can attest to that. I love cheese. So also, one of the other thing, the definition of come to the light. When I was looking at that, I thought to myself, to me, that's coming to the light is about coming to who you are and who you see yourself and letting your light beam shine for everyone to see it. And, that's not really a hard thing to do. It's an easy thing to do. All you need to do is just smile at someone, say hello, shake their hand, ask them how they're doing. It's really that simple to show your light. I mean, think it's really that, or giving somebody, a piece of gum or something, just some kind act. It's really simple to do. And I just want to encourage each of you guys to start showing your light right now during the springtime and showing that you're blooming, that you're coming into your own so that you can move forward. And then the part of emerging as a plant from its seed, as streams for their source. I think it's interesting, the streams for their source and plants from the seed, because my Indian guide is sparkling waters. So a lot of the things of spring is like, springs and water and waterfalls. There's a lot of things I got in there, and I thought, how interesting that my Indian guide is sparkling waters, which has to do with water or spring. And I love the spring, when the springs come up and the waterfalls happen during springtime. I don't know how many have been to Colorado Springs, but there's this, it's called the Seven Falls. And it's a really steep height climb up. It's gorgeous up there, but you go through the different seven waterfalls. And it's absolutely beautiful. And the springtime is the best time to go because it's just rushing. But then they got little puddles, and it's ice cold. The water is like ice cold at that time of the year. You come down. Coming down is, for me, a little scary because I'm afraid of heights. But it's the most amazing thing. I love to go there every year. I would beg my mom to go. And it's just interesting how all the streams and the water have always been connected to that, and that newness of just being able to watch the baby birds or watch the, whatever babies to the zoo. But, the plant from its seed, we reap what we sow. So I'd like to encourage each of you just to think about what it is you want to sow this spring, and because the rewards will happen in the summertime. And that's when, we're the most active and really full force going and happy with what we're doing. So I just want to kind of, for you guys to think about, what would you like to sow? I know for me, with just everything being light and positive, I want to just sow kind of a lot more love in my life through the different people that I meet. I really want to come a little bit more into my own. That's more of a personal level. I don't know how to put that into words. It's just I want to be able to shine my light more so than I do now, because I always think that there's room for improvement on that. So, sorry, my mouth is dry. So not, I think I lost my other piece of paper, so I'm going to ad-lib it right now. I'm like, where'd it go? So with the springtime, you know, just being light, positive, uplifting. Again, I'm going to say, just urge you guys to clean out your house, plant new seeds in your soul, let yourself experience the joyful moments, and loosen up your judgment on yourself. Because I think we're the hardest on ourselves. And, you know, when somebody looks at you, they think, you know what, you're the most amazing person ever. So why are we so hard on ourselves? Because when we look at someone else, we think they're absolutely amazing. So why are we so hard on ourselves? So I'm just encouraging you guys to lose judgment on who you think you are and start seeing yourself how everyone else sees you, which is an amazing person. And to also remember that as we start reseeding, we start the new blooms in our life, and we grow, and then the love can inhabit those blooms in our life. And to always remember, like Millie says, we are children of God. I'm going to leave that with you.
I look at Kimberly and